This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last few visits, I shared some thoughts from a brief talk I gave at my grandson's recent wedding reception based on Colossians 3, 12 through 17. My concluding comment was, only God knows the ultimate impact and outcome of their union, but my expectations are great. What Paul said in this portion set the stage for what he said in Colossians 3, 18 through 4, 1, where he gives specific instructions for husbands and wives as well as for parents and children. This is followed by instructions for Christians in the marketplace, where slaves worked for masters. Some take what Paul said as legalistic, rigid, and insensitive to the issues of inequality. Actually, if what he said in verses 12 through 17, which we have explained in recent visits, is being experienced by marriage partners and family members, the instructions are not that difficult to understand and submit to. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. This instruction is merely a summary statement of what verses 12 through 17 say is expected of everyone. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. This too is expected of everyone. We are all to love one another, and we shouldn't treat anyone harshly. Children are to obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. All believers should seek to relate to each other in a way that pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. All of us should encourage each other. These instructions are designed to create boundaries for control, protection, and order within a healthy family.